Chapter 9, Raja Guhya Yoga, the Hidden Treasure of Devotion. The Supreme Lord said, I now reveal to you, who are without envy, this most hidden treasure of knowledge of pure devotion, with direct realization of me, knowing which you will be liberated from inauspiciousness, from all that is opposed to devotion. Know this to be the King of Secrets, the King of Knowledge, supreme, pure, and imperishable. It is known by direct realization, by one eager to serve me. It is the perfection of religion, and very easy to practice. O conqueror of the enemy, men who have no faith in this hidden treasure of devotion to me are unable to reach me, and so they remain wandering on the path of death in the material world. This entire universe is pervaded by me in my unmanifest form, and all beings are situated in me, yet I am not in them. Again, they are not in me. Behold my supreme mystical power of inconceivable oneness and difference. Achintya Bheda Bheda. I myself am the mainstay and origin of all beings, but I am not in them. Know that as the mighty wind blowing everywhere rests always in the sky, similarly all beings rest in me. O son of Kunti, at the end of the millennium all beings are merged in the material nature of three modes, which is my external potency, and at the beginning of a new millennium I make them manifest again. I control my potency of material nature to repeatedly manifest the multitude of beings who are helplessly controlled by their natures. O conqueror of wealth, I remain detached and situated as neutral in the cosmic manifestation, sustenance and withdrawal, and these functions cannot bind me. O Kaunteya, ordained by me, my illusory potency produces this universe of moving and stationary beings. Thus it is manifest over and over again. Not knowing the transcendental nature of my form of human features, ignorant persons blaspheme me, the Supreme Lord of all beings, considering me a mere mortal. Their hopes, acts, knowledge, and thoughts all in vain, such persons acquire the ignorant and demoniac nature which leads to their downfall. But, O Partha, the great-hearted souls take refuge in the divine nature, and they wholeheartedly worship and adore me, knowing me as the eternal origin of all. They continually chant my glories, strive to learn spiritual truths about me, and faithfully follow the devotional practices. Bowing to me and worshipping me with devotion, they aspire for their eternal relationship with me. Others perform the knowledge sacrifice and worship me in oneness. Others worship me in differentiation, and yet others worship me in a multitude of ways as the universal form. I am the Vedic Jyotishtoma sacrifice, and the five sacrifices to the Vishvadeva demigods, and others as enjoined in the Smriti scripture. I am the oblation to the ancestors, the food, and the mantra. I am the sacrificial ingredients, such as ghee. I am the consecrated fire, and I am the act of offering. I am the father and the mother of the universe, the ordainer of the living beings' fruits of actions, the forefather and the object of all knowledge. I am the purifying Om, the Rig, Sama and Yajur Vedas. And I am the goal, the maintainer, master, witness, refuge, guardian and true friend. I am the universal manifestation, sustenance and withdrawal. I am the reservoir. I am the original seed. I am the imperishable Supreme Lord. O Arjuna, I give heat, and the rain comes and goes by my will. I am immortality and death. I am truth and untruth. Persons who perform the fruitive ritualistic sacrifices prescribed in three of the Vedas worship Indra and other demigods. In fact, they worship me, but in an indirect way. They drink the sacrificial remnants of the soma beverage, purify themselves of sin, and pray to attain the heavenly plane. As the result of their piety, they reach heaven and enjoy celestial pleasures. After enjoying the vast heavenly plane, upon the exhaustion of their pious merits, they return to the human plane. In this way, persons desiring enjoyment who follow the Vedic rituals for demigod worship come and go. They undergo repeated birth and death in this material world. I bear the responsibility of acquiring and protecting the necessities of my fully dependent devotees who are always absorbed in thought of me and who worship me in every way. O Kaunteya, the devotees of the demigods who have faith in worshipping them are actually worshipping me, but incorrectly. I alone am the enjoyer and rewarder of all sacrifices, but being ignorant of my position, the demigod worshippers fall to take birth again. The demigod worshippers reach the demigods. The forefather worshippers go to the plane of their ancestors, and the worshippers of the spirits go to the spirits. But those who worship me come to me. If one offers me with devotion a leaf, flower, fruit, or water, I affectionately accept that offering of the clean-hearted devotee. O Kaunteya, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer in sacrifice, whatever you give, and whatever vow you may keep, do everything as an offering unto me. Acting thus, you will be freed from bondage to action and its auspicious or inauspicious results. With mind selflessly linked to me, you will be perfectly liberated, and you will come to me. I am equal to all, so no one is my enemy or my friend. Yet for those who serve me with love, as they are bound by affection for me, I am similarly bound by the tie of affection for them. If even a very sinful person serves me exclusively with devotion, he should be regarded as saintly, for his resolve is perfect. He swiftly becomes a person of virtuous practices and attains constant peace. O son of Kunti, declare to the world that my devotee is never vanquished. Or a second translation for this verse, verse 31. O son of Kunti, declare to the world that my devotee is never vanquished. One who declares this swiftly becomes virtuous and attains eternal joy. And commentary. The second interpretation of this verse was revealed to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in a dream. In Srimad Bhagavatam 11.11.32, Lord Sri Krishna says, quote, "The best of the saintly persons are those who have surpassed the forms of duties that I myself have recommended in the scriptures for the people in general. Although it is my directive, they cross it and render loving service to me." Close quote. In society, one must obey the law, but there is also the situation of crossing the law to show fidelity to the king. If one risks his life and reputation and crossing the general law enters the royal chamber to combat an assassin, then he will be considered the most loyal servitor. Similarly, the Lord is saying, quote, I have already given some direction for the people in general. Do this, don't do that, don't cross these laws, etc. But if, for my interest, anyone takes the risk of committing sin, then he should be considered the best of my devotees. So, Arjuna, go and declare it. Promise to the public that the Ananya Bhak, which is verse 30, the exclusively devoted persons, will never come to ruin. Then you will get the benefit. You will become dharmatma, religious, and attain eternal divine happiness. The Ananya Bhak, the exclusive devotees, have already crossed the threshold of dharma, the standard of dutifulness, and taken the risk to throw themselves fully into my service. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekang sharanang vraja. 1866. There is no question of them becoming virtuous or religious, as they long before surpassed dharma and took the risk and entered into prema dharma, my loving service, transcending both piety and sinfulness. End of quote. And end of the commentary, and back to the translations of the text. Text 32. O son of Pritha, persons of low birth, women, merchants or laborers, they too attain the supreme destination by taking full refuge in me. So can there be any doubt that those brahmanas and saintly kings who are pure devotees will achieve the supreme goal? Therefore, worship me, since although this human body is temporary and a place of suffering, it is attained only after many births, and it affords the best opportunity to render devotional service to me. Always think of me, be my devotee, always worship me and offer obeisances to me. Thus offering yourself to me and taking refuge in me, you will come to me. End of chapter 9, The Hidden Treasure of Devotion, from the conversation of Sri Krishna and Arjuna in Srimad Bhagavad Gita Upanishad, the Yoga Scripture of Transcendental Knowledge in Bhishma Parva of Sri Mahabharata, the Holy Scripture revealed by Srila Vyasadeva in 100,000 verses.